I mentioned last night that, you know, although we weren't happy with the result, there were a lot of positives that took place, a lot of things that I think we'll be able to point out to our players, a lot of learning lessons, like every week, but this one even more specifically. So, but starting with the offense, I thought we did a great job up front with the run game again and pass protection. You know, our run game, we're seeing guys being physical. We had more cuts at the line of scrimmage and working to the second level than we previously had. That was a good sign. I thought our tight ends did a really good job blocking and our offensive line. So, you know, that part was good. I thought Blake really played, had a solid effort, 8 for 11, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. So another good start for him. I'm really pleased with his consistency and decision-making. I think those two factors that we pointed out during the offseason in the training camp, you know, he's put two games together where he's made good decisions for us, and pleased on that end. As far as the mental errors, penalties on offense, we still have some busts there, so that's good. There's things that we can clean up. But overall with the first group, now the second, third, and fourth, 4 turnovers, far too many turnovers. We preach about it's all about the ball, and that comes back to decision-making. So, you know, it reflects everybody, though, so we'll continue to emphasize that part. Defensively, I thought the first unit played really well. Although their plays were limited, we wanted to get between 15 and 20. We had 17 plays gradable. They held, the two drives, just 0 points. A lot of good things. I just like the energy that the team brought. They overall had 84 offensive plays. Only 6 explosive plays came up in those 84. So that's a good sign. I thought third down showed up again as well on the year, the 2 preseason games anywhere. I think we're 76% in third down, which is a good sign that some of the emphasis and practice is paying off, at least in preseason. But, you know, the 2 forced turnovers, 1 interception, then another one, an interception for a touchdown. You know, good signs about the ball, and managed 14 points off of those with the offense scoring off of Gratz's interception. Special teams converted all 3 extra points. Nortman had 2 impressive punts, I thought. He's had a great training camp. This will be a good chance to look at our punt and kickoff coverage. Still need work on our coverage teams, although it was better. Still, primary reason is, you know, leverage and getting off blocks. Need to continue to emphasize those areas. But overall, you know, other than the outcome, pleased with the first group. I told them, you know, we've had some adversity now with these penalties and other things come in place in the game, but they really responded well. We'll have a walkthrough and clean these things up this afternoon on the field.
Hey, Gus, last night you singled out Luke Jokel as playing well. What did the tape show from him last night?
He did. He did a really nice job. I think it was Luke's most physical game that he's played as a Jag, you know, where he showed up and just, you know, really an intent to be physical. You know, I think sometimes people will play more physical when they really understand their assignments and their job, and he's on it now. And so that part of the game, I think, is really picked up for him. Did a good job in protection and in the run game.
Hey, follow that up, Gus. If he has to play left tackle against Green Bay, how much is your comfort level with him growing there?
Yeah, he continues to progress, you know. What I've seen the last 2 games, he's done a nice job there. So we're in a good position as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, Gus, no doubt Ramsey's played well in preseason and then obviously in the game and in practice. You see him kind of raising everybody else's game around him. Amu Kumar's played well, Brock.
You know what, I hope everybody raises each other and every individual takes on that responsibility. But he does some really good things. Just like, you know, he'll pick up some things from other players. I'm sure they'll pick up things from him. But, you know, when you see it on tape and you see things done the right way, you know, you take notice of that. And, you know, some players, we want them to stay true to themselves. But if there's something they can take from, you know, some of the things he does, that's great. And like I said, I think it works both ways, though.
Hey, Gus, could you kind of break down how you thought Ramsey did in terms of, you know, the coverage, especially against Mike Evans last night?
I thought he did a good job. Now, we saw him both on the outside and in the slot. And I don't know exactly how many times, but I do remember a couple of them in particular. The big thing with Jalen is he's really got really, really good poise. He's, you know, obviously very talented athlete, and he's got good technique, but his poise at the line of scrimmage and he really trusts his speed. So it allows him to play in a comfort level, you know, that he has great confidence. So I don't know what the exact matchups were. I remember there was one on the sideline where he played it pretty well. But, you know, I think overall just his poise and, you know, he's in coverage he's doing well and in his tackling. Now it's one preseason game and he played, you know, I don't know exactly the number of plays, but, you know, it sure is a good sign for him.
Hey, Gus, what's the update on Sheldon Day? Is he close to returning?
Yeah, that's more day-to-day. I think, you know, he came in, still had a little bit of soreness. So I think, you know, it may not be till, let's see, we have tomorrow, Monday. I think we'll give him the day off on Monday with, you know, the players' day off, and then we'll see how it is from there. So it's more day-to-day how he feels and from our training staff.
Do you feel it's fairly important for him to try and get something done against Cincinnati?
Yeah, sure, we'd like to get everybody back. I don't know where he's at, Hayes, on that. You know, I think it's, you know, they say he's making progress. You know, how much progress and where he's at as far as being ready. You know, we'll know more, you know, hopefully on Monday night.
What do you think about Fowler?
You know what? Dante didn't get, you know, the first play of the game, we ran a pressure and he came. And then there was one where he chased it down. On Jalen's tackle, I think it was a toss play. So his effort continues to show. He got a hit on the quarterback on a throw, on a twist game that we had set up. So, I mean, his effort still jumps out at you. The number of rushes he has, I'll get those total this afternoon. But I do know that we complimented him on his effort and, you know, on all the plays that he was in.
Hey, Gus, are you concerned with the lack of depth plays being made? The first team constantly looks and thinks that the guys behind them really haven't stood out and they're all fighting for jobs. Is that concerning?
Yeah, you know what? You see more issues show up. I can't argue that fact. You know, some leverage issues, some tackling issues. We didn't tackle very good with those, you know, especially the third and the fourth group. So, you know, we just got to keep, because, you know, a lot of those guys are battling. And what you see on defense usually applies to special teams. And right now, you know, we're not as clean as we want to be on special teams. It's the same thing, leverage and tackling showing up on special teams. So, you know, those last decisions that we got to make, I think they're all aware of that, but we need to be better.
With that said, though, how do you evaluate the first 15 cuts when you're basically having a dress rehearsal next week?
Well, I think, you know, we put in what took place in practice in these preseason games, and then a lot of it is going to be the evaluation on special teams. You know, sometimes these guys are playing a lot of plays, especially in the first two preseason games. And the challenge for them is to play a lot of offensive, defensive snaps and then a lot of special team snaps. You know, a lot of times during the season, you see guys, they might get 30 reps and it's all special teams. So the challenge for them is to be mentally tough in both phases. And, you know, that's what some of these young guys are learning right now.
Hey, Gus, running back situation after your top two guys, you have Denard and Corey and Joe, maybe for two or three spots. What are you looking for from them to sort of get ahead of each other?
Well, I think just like we talked about, special teams. We tried to get Joe more snaps in yesterday. I know they're all playing special teams, and they have value on special teams. So although they play different positions, I think it's the value they bring to the team at the position they play. And, you know, so, yeah, those are tough decisions. That's going to be a tough decision that we're looking at right there.
So what's the plan for Beecham this week?
Our hopes is that everything goes smooth in practice this week so he has a chance to play on Sunday. We'll see. He's made really good progress. He got some practice reps. He's feeling his confidence level is there. So we hope everything falls into place this week.
Gus, are you liking the way son Derek has kind of adjusted to the role of being a backup, and how do you think that that's going to help him in terms of, you know, whether, you know, getting him some fewer reps, will that help him in terms of his performance?
Well, you know, I think knowing son Derek, there's times in his career that he's been here that when we did limit some of his reps, that it helped him be even more effective. Now, he's going to argue this. You know, he's going to argue all this, but I don't really look at him as a backup. we talk in terms of, hey, we're going to need you all. We got two groups. And for him, it was more that he was coming off that injury and just to play him more to get his endurance level up. So he played quite a bit in the second quarter just to see that. And I give him credit. It's a challenge. It's strong competition in that spot. And I know that that's challenging for him, especially as being the starter for us. So he's in a strong competition now. I was very pleased how he handled it, though. He went in there and with the second group and competed his tail off, and he really showed up on film. And I think, message sent, message received from him.
Yeah, Gus, you talked about the offensive line last night and again today, but some of the pieces there, is it just the Linder, having Linder back? Is he kind of the key, or Bernadou play well and everybody around him?
Yeah, I think they're as a group, they're playing pretty well. Obviously, we felt like Luke Jokel had one of his better games, just showing being physical. Linder and AJ too. AJ was another guy we pointed out as far as his physicalness and his toughness. Linder brings that every day. So I think it's as a group, they're playing pretty well. We feel like at the line of scrimmage, the second level, but there's a lot of areas of improvement. We talked to the receiver group about what more can they do as far as blocking downfield to help the run game. But, we're getting into the finer details with the run game now. You know, they kind of understand the big picture and how it's going to be put together. Now it's just those intricacies, I think, that can help us, take another step forward and hopefully this week.